Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There's the saying, you can't do it all alone. Sometimes you gotta let others help you. You may not have heard that quote from Maury Schwartz in its exact words, but you likely have come across its meaning at some point in your life. Maybe it's manifested in your own experiences. When starting a business, the weight is often on the entrepreneur with a dream and an idea, but success often takes a village of support and mentorship. One organization has been providing that space for nearly 40 years. The National Association of Women Business Owners started its Sacramento Valley chapter back in 1987, and this week they are celebrating something big. Christina Dixon is the president of the National Association of Women Business Owners Sacramento Valley. She and our incoming president, Nicole Townsend, join us ahead of the Outstanding Women Leaders, or OWL, Awards on Saturday, March 7th. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, Christina, I want to start with you. Tell us about this chapter in Sacramento.
Sure. So NABO's been around here for 30 years, which is amazing. We've been lucky to, obviously ups and downs throughout the chapter's history, but wow, we're very, very strong. We're the largest chapter in California. We have been awarded several different levels of awards from national in terms of our growth and strength. And we're also the only chapter in the country that has a high school clubs program.
Oh, okay. And and both of you also have a professional background, of course. What drew you to NABO in the first place, Christina?
That's a really good question. Honestly, it was during the pandemic when I first kind of really got involved with it through a virtual conference, made some connections with people and just really loved the community.
Mm. Nicole, what does NABO add for you're the incoming president, but why did you join in the first place?
I really joined for the connection and the support. Really, when you're around women who own their own business, they've started it from scratch. They've learned things that they can share with each other. And I was just starting my business and needed that type of support and found it there.
Mm. Both of you are women business owners. What would you like people to better understand about the pressing challenges for business owners today? Christina?
Well, I think the pressing challenges right now are a little bit, essentially the uncertainty right now on the market. It's a tough time to be a business. It's also a tougher time to find resources just because there's so much uncertainty in the market.
Mm. And how about you, Nicole?
I would add to that, I think that a lot of the members that we have very small businesses. So our businesses are called micro businesses, right? And it's even more difficult for us to find funding, access to funding, because we're competing with larger small businesses. So as we're moving to build our businesses, to find clients in a time that it's challenging economically, we are working together, banding together to support each other in that, which is something that's unique about NABO. We advocate on behalf of our members.
Yeah, I would imagine having an organization like this is really helpful during times of uncertainty and challenges for micro businesses. Nicole, what would you like people to better understand about what NABO offers to women business owners?
We actually offer three things, and this is consistent with national. We offer education, advocacy, and connection. So as I said, the advocacy is what makes us really unique. Right now, we're joining together to search for an author for a bill on microbusiness, and that would redefine us microbusiness from 25 employees or fewer to 10 or fewer. So really important work that will impact not only women in business, but all microbusinesses. Our education is very important as well. A lot of us are starting our businesses. We have our own expertise, but we need people who know HR and legal and marketing, and we bring those into individuals to our members they might not have access to otherwise. And the connection is really all about the sisterhood and how we band together. We are professionally and personally, we support one another through all aspects of business ownership.
How many members, how many businesses participate in the Sacramento Valley chapter?
Sure. The Sacramento Valley chapter is over 100 members at this point in time. So excellent growth. I think back in the pandemic, during the pandemic was tough on all organizations like this. But we've grown over, I don't know numbers, but we went from around 50 to 100. So we've doubled.
Yeah. That's significant. What industries? Who are these members?
Do you want to take that?
There are all types of industries. We have individuals who have brick and mortar sites, things that are services to others. We have consultants. We have just different types of careers, from a psychotherapist to somebody who owns an exercise studio, to somebody who has a law firm. It's just anyone who is a woman who owns a business can join us. And it just makes us stronger the more different types of industries mm-hmm. that join us.
And I mean, in terms of, like, I guess, a physical location, like, how large is the Sacramento Valley chapter? Like, what areas does that encompass?
Sure. The Sacramento Valley chapter covers five counties. So Placer, I'm not going to get them all, I'm sure. It's like naming the states. Placer, Yolo, Sacramento, Sutter,
Yuba,
El Dorado.
Yeah, I think that's five. But basically Sacramento and the surrounding counties. So that's a really large mm-hmm. area. I mean, and you mentioned, like, the members. I mean, they can range for mm-hmm. so many different businesses. I would think that, you know, Christina, you're a lawyer, that maybe if you are listening to someone who's a psychotherapist or someone who has a small business, there's still value in learning about, you know, their challenges, how they overcome hurdles, and you can apply it to your own business.
100%. I mean, I think one of the things that I found really valuable is, I run a law firm. It's a little bit different than someone who runs a mental health facility or someone else who runs a brick and mortar retail shop. But the difference is that, I mean, the thing that's really added value to me is that they are thinking about these problems differently in a way that I'm not thinking about it. So that helps me figure out, would that work in my business? Is that something I can apply? And more creative ideas.
Mm. And Nicole, your company is Experience Counts. Tell us about it.
It is a company I focus on culture and employee experience, and really focusing on the way that leadership can support an employee experience that's positive and gets great business results. And so, yes, we do contribute. It's great to have other women in NABO that have different perspectives, because when you own your own business, oftentimes we're in our own offices or, you know, on our own, and we don't have that. And that is a really special part about being in NABO.
And we're talking a few days ahead of a big annual event. It's the Outstanding Women Leaders Awards Gala, the OWL Awards. This is the 30th year that this awards have been around in Sacramento for this chapter. What are people in for on Saturday? It sounds like a pretty rewarding event for these business owners.
Right. The events changed shape over the years, but now we're at, we're actually expecting our largest crowd ever, which is amazing. We honor seven categories of women. So anywhere from government and public service, electeds and so forth, to women on the way, women impact, executive women, wise women, and a new category or a newer category, rising star, for our next gen folks. So they can expect a black tie optional event at the Sheraton, going to be beautiful night, a room full of really inspiring women, and just, yeah, I mean, I think aspiring is the adjective that I always come back to at the end of the night.
I guess help us visualize some of the award recipients in recent years. I mean, which ones kind of bubble up to the top for you?
Do you want to take that one, or do you want me to do it?
Yes, there's so many magnificent, spectacular women. I do know something I think about. It is, last year we had an executive woman mm-hmm. award winner, Leah Corrigan of Pride Industries, and she just gave a phenomenal, inspiring acceptance speech that I will never forget. And so those are the types of things that happen at OWL. Is we get to really honor and celebrate women and lift each other up.
How are people nominated? What is the process like?
The process starts in the fall. So we opened up nominations to the public and we call on the community to nominate women. Then it goes through the selection committee process, which is an independent selection committee made up of community leaders that we partner with throughout the region to go through that kind of neutral process. And then once we get down to finalists, we announce the finalists, and then we have the final selection committee, which selects the winners.
And then they find out the winners are announced on Saturday.
Correct.
So that's also a good moment. I mean, it's a celebration, but it also seems pretty inspiring, too, learning about different businesses that are rising to the top for this year in our backyard, mm-hmm. in our area. Finally, in the last like minute or so that we have, if someone's listening to this and maybe they want to start their own business, but they might feel intimidated, it's a pretty big leap, especially when you think about it from like step zero. Maybe they're feeling a little overwhelmed. They don't know where best to begin. Both of you have done it and you're successful at it. What advice do you have for someone? Christina?
Oh, that's a good one. I think the biggest piece of advice I would say is, you know, in addition to doing all the steps that you normally would do in terms of market research and developing your brand and working through the kind of the nuts and bolts of building your business, I think the thing that's really helpful is finding your community of people. And it doesn't have to be, like I said earlier, it doesn't have to be people that do exactly what you do. Those are valuable resources, but stretching yourself to reach out to people that are a little bit outside of what you do exactly is really helpful in terms of being aware of how other people think about the problem that you're trying to solve.
How about you, Nicole?
I agree with you, Christina. It's about finding a group that you can support and they can support you. And, you know, we are working actually right now with California Women Lead on an education series we're going to launch on Small Business Week in May. And it's all about starting your own business. And so we'd encourage you to stay tuned and take a look at our website, nabo-sac.org. We have all of our events there, and it will be coming soon.
Yeah, how can someone join?
They can go to our website, nabo-sac.org. Yeah, so all the information is there on the website, and we would actually, I'll let you speak a little bit to the membership drive.
Yes, we have a membership mixer in March in Folsom, March 26th. You can sign up online, and what's awesome is it's $75 off membership in both March and April.
Okay, great. And so you can just learn more, you know, speak to people in the flesh. That's the best way to get more information. Christina and Nicole, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having us.
Christina Dixon is the president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, NABO, in the Sacramento Valley. She and incoming president Nicole Townsend joined us ahead of the Outstanding Women Leaders OWL Awards on Saturday, March 7th. There is a mixer if you're interested in joining on March 26th, so later this month. We do have a link on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to reach out to us, our email is at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Ruth Finch, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.